that in the regional championship, strikes out Nelson swinging. 1-2-3 down in order. Go the Redhawks in the top of the first. Silver Lake coming up after this break. This is regional championship softball, 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the first inning, Silver Lake and Hiawatha, no score. Silver Lake coming up for the first time in this regional championship. Kaylin Haney, a center fielder, lead off, batting second, shortstop Sailor Liggett, batting third, playing left field, Savannah Windy. Catcher Taylor Swigert bats cleanup, batting fifth and playing first base, Paige Hyman. Pitcher Raya Moeller hits sixth. And McKenna Harris, third baseman, batting seventh. Second baseman Audrey Kirk batting eighth. Batting ninth, Mariah Corton. So it is Haney, Liggett, Windy, Swigert, Hyman, Moeller, Harris, Kirk, Corton. That's the batting order for Silver Lake. Haney with three hits in the win earlier today over Riley County. Left-handed batter takes the first pitch for a ball. Addison Williams is the starting pitcher for Hiawatha. The defense behind her in left field, Laura Lyritz. Brennan Boy in center. Chloe Meyer is in right. Kinsey Nelson behind the plate. Kenley Nelson at first. Alexis Willick is at second. Shortstop Michaela Williams. Third base is Alin Gormley. And, of course, there are three Nelsons. Head coach Sharon Nelson, and she has her three daughters that are on the team. And then the Williams sisters, Michaela and Addison, and their cousins to the Nelsons. So it's a family affair for Hiawatha softball. As the pitch misses for a ball, looks like it was for girls basketball. Hiawatha made it to the sub-state championship game this year. So 3-0 the count to Kaylin Haney. There's a strike, 3-1. Yeah, Kenley Nelson, Kylie, and Kinsey are all sisters. And then Michaela and Addison Williams are cousins to the Nelsons, and they are sisters. A 3-1 to Kaylin Haney. Here's a strike, outside corner, Kaylin. Kaylin didn't think so, but count full, 3-2. 190 down the line, 210 to straightaway center here at Silver Lake. A 3-2 payoff pitch, and Haney's able to foul it off and stay alive. Kaylin had a double and a couple of singles. A run scored in the 6-0 shutout win over Perry LeCompton. The pitch, slap to third. You got to be quick with Haney's speed, and she's able to beat it. Man, Kayla Haney is so fast, and there's not much that the third baseman Gormley can do there. She played in, she filled it cleanly, and still couldn't get Haney. So an infield single, and here's Sailor Liggett. Haney a threat to steal. Here's Liggett. She went 1-for-4 in the win over Riley, or excuse me, over Perry LeCompton. Had a run scored. There you go. Oh, Kaylin started to go. Strike called on Liggett. Upper 60s at first pitch time for our semifinal earlier this afternoon. Temperature now in the lower 60s. A lot of people wearing the jackets and the windbreakers, the sweatshirts. Kaylin Haney doesn't go. And the pitch. The count is 1-1 to Liggett. The man of Windy is on deck. Winner goes to the state tournament. Left-handed batter is Liggett. Top three batters in order are left-handed. Sky-high foul ball right side. And just not quite having enough room. The first baseman, Kenley Nelson. Well, we talked about the Silver Lake baseball team, Jeff West baseball team, both making it to state. They'll play on Monday at either Salina or Emporia or Overland. Park. There are three sites for baseball. There are four sites for softball at State, which would first round games will be Monday for Class 3A. And he goes and steals it. Liggett strikes out on the pitch, however. The stolen base for Kalen Haney. The strikeout. Austin Williams with the first punch out. The locations for softball State will be at Salina South High School in Salina, Topeka's Invista Softball Complex in Topeka, Baker University in Baldwin City, and then Trussler Sports Complex in Emporia. Pitch is high, a ball. They're supposed to go with the higher seeds, being as close to the higher seeds as possible with those neutral site games on Monday, yes, on Memorial Day, for the state quarterfinals for 4A, 3A, and 2-1A. A little flare that drops in the left center field by Wendy. Haney, they send her around third. The throw home is not in time. Haney scores on the RBI single by Wendy, who advances the second on the throw home. So Wendy with the RBI single. Haney scores, and Silver Lake scores early. Their second hit of the inning. So we would think Jeff West and Silver Lake, if they would play each other in the first round of state baseball, which is possible, not a given yet, but that game we would hope would be an Emporia, you would think. First pitcher called strike to Taylor Zweigert, who was 3-for-4 with a couple singles and a double earlier today. Pitch misses 1-1. When it comes to softball, Silver Lake would be one of the higher seeds. And so you would think that Silver Lake would go to Topeka, possibly the Emporia, if they made it. If Hiawatha made it to state and won today, as the pitch is fouled straight back, Hiawatha would probably make sense to go to Topeka. But Hiawatha is a lower seed with 12 losses, so they want to get it close to the top seed. So Hiawatha would just be at the mercy of wherever they needed to go. There's a called strike 3 to Swigert. Does not agree. So she's got looking. Second strikeout for Addison Williams. Both times she's able to get the batters looking. And here's Paige Hyman with the runner at second in the form of Savannah Windy at RBI single to drive in Kalen Haney. 1-0 Silver Lake Regional Championship, bottom of the first. Hyman rips it past the shortstop and into left center. Rounding third is Windy. She scores standing up. Paige Hyman with an RBI single. And the Eagles with two runs and three hits in the first inning. Much like the win over Perry Lee Compton, where they scored one early in the first and then two in the third, jumped out 3-0 and never looked back, won at 6-0. So Haney a single, she scored. Wendy a single, she scored. Hyman a single, she's over at first. Two down, and here's Riley Moeller. And Moeller loops this one right field and against the fence. Foul ball. The 0-1 pitch.
For every athlete.
Hugh Moeller is up high. 1-1. Paige Hyman over at first. Reached on the single. Silver Lake in the maroon unis with the white pinstripes and the gold numerals and lettering, the gold socks. Pitch is outside. 2-1. Hiawatha in the black unis with the white pinstripes. The red numerals outlined in white. Hiawatha in red on the front. Redhawks in white on the front of their jerseys. Silver Lake has Silver Lake with the underline on the front of their jerseys. White batting helmets for the Eagles. Slow roller to third. Gormley has it. Throw to first. Good stretch over there by Nelson to retire the side. But Silver Lake is able to score two runs on three hits. No errors. One left on base. Into one. It's the Eagles 2. The Redhawks nothing here on 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Athlete in our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is your home for sports medicine. We understand how important it is to stay active. That's why we offer swift, expert care for acute injuries right where you need it, whether it's on the field, in our ER, or at our family practice. Our medical team builds strong connections with coaches, physicians, and athletic trainers, all working together for your recovery. Plus, we empower athletes with the knowledge and training to help prevent future injuries, keeping athletes active. Sabetha Community Hospital.
business can count on. A relationship with UMB Bank. UMB Bank believes businesses of every size and individuals deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but UMB Bank's commitment to you does not. Located in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Atchison, visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brennan Boyd lead off for the Lady Redhawks of Hiawatha in the top of the second. She was the winning pitcher earlier today in that 5-1 victory over Riley County. Went the distance, gave up just one run. She was really good after that first inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike. She walked and was 0-2 officially in the game at the plate, was Boyd. Right-handed batter against Moeller. The 0-1. Just missed. 1-1. Hiawatha retired in order in the top of the first. Riley Moeller striking out Kinsey Nelson to close out that first inning after only striking out two against Perry LeCompton. 1-1. Little inside, 2-1. Well, Moeller's not missing by much. I don't know how many pitches Riley Moeller threw in the first game, but they say that the arm motion in softball is not as tough on the arm, but there's still some wear and tear there. The 2-1. Ooh, man, that was close. 3-1 the count. The boy now can look for one to drive. 3-1. No outs, top of the second. 2-0 Silver Lake. Trying to go to state for the third straight year. State runner-up the last two. Falling to Frontenac in the championship game in both. 3-1. Ground ball to short, and Liggett moves it. Well, Liggett has been so good today defensively, but he's human, and she makes the error. That goes down to the E6, first error of the day for the Silver Lake defense. The boys aboard, and here's Kenley Nelson, first baseman for Hiawatha. Kenley 0-3 in the win over Riley County today. Nemaha Central beat Riverside. Riverside was the number one seed. Nemaha Central at Riverside won in 9 innings. 5-3. Jeff West beat Oskaloosa earlier today at Riverside 2-1. So Jeff West, Nemaha Central, all Big East League championship up at Riverside. Winner goes to state 3A. And it's all Big East League battle here in Silver Lake between Hiawatha and the Eagles. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Kenley Nelson. 1-1. But we know we'll have at least two Big East League teams that'll be at the 3A state tournament, both in baseball and softball. Silver Lake and Jeff West in baseball and softball could be the same two teams. Hiawatha and Nemaha Central like to change that narrative. Swing and a miss there by Nelson, 1-2. One-two pitch from Moeller. A little changeup out in front, and the ball goes foul. Good chase down by McKenna Harris from third, and Moeller was coming over along with Zweigert, the catcher, to try to catch that pop-up. Had a ton of backspin on it. 1-2 on Kenley Nelson. Alexis Willick is on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Pop-ups. Second baseman Kirk makes the play. The pop-up to second. One out. And here is Alexis Willick. Alexis today reached on a couple of errors in that semifinal win over Riley County. Also popped up. One down. Top of the second. Eagles up 2-0. Boy over at first reached on an error. Strike right down the pipe for Moeller. Got fans all the way down the left field, right field line, behind home plate, and all the stands are filled, lots of chairs, and then people out in the center field, left field, beyond the fence. A swing and a miss. Change speeds at Moeller, 0-2. To Alexis Willick. Breeze blowing in, the 0-2, rise ball that misses upstairs, 1-2. Big thanks to all our sponsors who make it possible on all of our radio stations during this week of regional baseball softball, and then we hope to have coverage of all the teams that make it locally for state baseball and softball. It all depends, of course, on scheduling and where teams will be with the new format. The 1-2, fouled off behind us. Hiawatha had 7 hits, but only 1 after the second inning in that win over the Falcons today. Wore their 5 runs, giving the first 2 innings. The 1-2, inside, 2-2. The Blake, meanwhile, had 6 runs and 12 hits, and they stranded 9 in their 6-0 shutout win over Perry LeCompton. That's how both these teams got to the championship today. The 2-2, ground ball to third. Harris has it, goes to second for 1, back to first, not in time. Hard to turn 2 in softball. But they get the lead runner, Boy. The 2 outs on the fielder's choice, hit by Willick. And Coach Hamilton now coming out to talk to the field umpire near second. Silver Lake started their softball program back in 1989. C.J. Hamilton started it. Of course, the legendary, terrific Hall of Fame football coach here at Silver Lake won 8 state titles as head coach in football, 18 state championship game appearances. Silver Lake went to the state tournament 9 straight years, from 89 to 97. Bob Craig won 5 state titles as head coach, 5 consecutive titles, 92, 93, 94, 95, and 96. And in fact, Silver Lake, during that run, won 18 consecutive state tournament games, which is insane. Silver Lake's won 13 state titles in softball. They added titles in 99 under Brad Womack, 2004 and 05 back-to-back titles on Dave Boxberger, then won a title again in 09 in the second stint for Coach Womack, Brad Womack, who's the superintendent retiring this year, but he's softball coach in 99 and 09. And then Mark Workman took over, and he won titles 3 straight years, 13, 14, and 15, plus 18, which was the last year that Silver Lake won a title, was 2018. Nick Hamilton joined the coaching staff as an assistant in 2013, so he was a part of those 4 state championship teams with Coach Workman. So after a long conversation between Coach Hamilton and the umpires, everything taken care of, and we're back to softball. Here's Gormley that steps in. He was 0 for 3 in that win today over Riley. Takes a strike. Silver Lake, 13 state championships. That's second all-time in Kansas high school softball history to Bishop Carroll. Bishop Carroll, the only school that has more softball titles than Silver Lake. But for Silver Lake not to have a title for about 8 years, that's a gigantic drought for Silver Lake, and all these other schools hear that comment and they're like, oh, cry me a river. We'd like to have one. We'd like to get the state. The 0-2 just missed. That was very close. Gormley better not take that one again. But Silver Lake of 2010, one of their best teams they may have ever had, didn't win a state title. Their team in 2010 was undefeated and lost in the 4A first round to Bueller 2-0 that year. 23-1, I think, is what they ended up being. As this one is fouled off to the right, staying alive is Gormley. And you'll see that, certainly. Sometimes your best team in school history just didn't catch a break or two and did not win at all. The 1-2 is upstairs, 2-2. Silver Lake has a whole bunch of state titles when it comes to all sports, baseball, softball, volleyball. They have 10 titles, girls basketball 8. Even the boys basketball program has 1 back in 81. Here's a 2-2. It's low. And, of course, the 8 football championships. It's hard to keep track of all of it, but Silver Lake has a lot of titles. I think of, 70 state championships? You add everything together. 70 state titles, I think I was told by Ryan Luke, the principal. The 3-2 payoff pitch with 2 outs, and this foul straight back. But the winningest program in regards to winning percentage of all the sports, the winningest program out of all those teams and sports at Silver Lake with all those state titles, the winningest program is softball. Three-two pitch. Moeller brings it home. Pop up, right side. Hyman almost gets to it. What a great effort by Hyman as she had to turn her back and chase it, trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch in foul territory behind first. A pretty good battle here between Gormley and Riley Moeller with the runner over at first. That is Willick, who reached on a fielder's choice. A 3-2 pitch. Here's a foul ball, fouled off at the plate. Ended up rolling into fair territory, but we'll do it all over again. Silver Lake was six state runner-up finishes, including 19 to Frontenac, 21 to Cheney, and then state runner-up the last 2 years to Frontenac. Coach Hamilton been so close to getting that title as a head coach for Silver Lake. As the pitch is low, ball four. So a great at-bat by Lynn Gormley. Just a wonderful at-bat, spoiled multiple pitches. And remember, Moeller threw a complete game earlier today and now starting the championship. So, wonder how much gas is in the tank. The runners at first and second. Two outs. Top of the second. 2-0 Silver Lake. Here's Laura Liertz. Joe's bunt. Takes a pitch that is low. Strike zone seems to be a little bit tighter. Of course, each game you have a different home plate umpire. Every umpire has kind of their own zone. Everybody's supposed to have the same zone, but we're human. Our eyes see things a little bit differently. And so some umpires are known to have a big strike zone. Some are known to have a tight strike zone. Some are known to give the borderline calls to the pitcher. Some will say, I'm not giving those to the pitcher. Some will give a pitch that's an inch off the plate a strike and make the batter swing the bat. One of the things, there's a conference on the mound, is Coach Cobb talking it over with Riley Moeller in the infield for Silver Lake. My biggest philosophy is when it comes to youth sports, baseball or softball, umpires need, and I've dealt with this, umpires need to have a good size strike zone because nobody gains anything. The fans, the youth, either team, when you just go up to the plate looking to walk, you're not getting better as a hitter by doing that. Your defense isn't getting better because nothing's put in play. It doesn't really help your pitchers, makes them frustrated. So when you're younger baseball and softball, umpires to me should have a little more of a wider zone, a more courteous zone towards the pitcher, because people come to watch hitters hit, not walk. There's a swing and a foul ball straight back. Now, as players get older, turn in from youth to young adults, obviously you're not going to give them the benefit of the doubt when the pitch is 2 inches off the plate. That should be considered a ball, yes. The 1-1. At the same time, as you get older as a pitcher, you'll be better with locating your pitches, better accuracy, better location, developing more pitches, where you should need those calls as you get older. The 2-1 pitch, two Liertz, shows bunt again. Harris comes down hard from third, and it misses for ball three. 3-1 to Laura Liertz, who had a bunt single and also a solid single to right. Went 2-for-2 with a walk and 3 stolen bases in the win over Riley County today. Iowata trying to cut into the 2-0 deficit. The 3-1 pitch from Moeller is on the way. Runners at first and second, two outs. They'll go on contact. Liertz takes the pitch. It's a strike, and the count's full. Coach Nelson encouraging Laura Liertz. Liertz is a senior. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Well, Gormley had a great at-bat. Moeller's thrown a lot of pitches this half inning. And Liertz is battling as well. Liertz is a senior. Kinley Nelson and Kinsey Nelson seniors, as is Addison Williams, the starting pitcher, Hiawatha. The 3-2 payoff is low, ball four, and the bases are full with two outs. So two very long at-bats from Gormley and Liertz. And Moeller back-to-back walks after not walking anyone in the semifinal win over Perry LeCompton, 6-0 complete game shutout for Moeller. So that brings up the number 9 here, Chloe Meyer, big spot in this game. She was 0-for-3 in the regional semi this afternoon. Takes a pitch for a strike. So Willick is over at third. Gormley is at second. Leert's at first. The latter two walked. The 0-1. Popped up behind home plate. Zweiger goes back and makes the catch to end the inning. The pop-up behind the plate, the catcher makes the good read, brings her back to the infield so she can catch the ball in case there's a lot of backspin, and Hiawatha leaves the bases loaded. No runs, there were no hits. There was an error and two walks. At the end of 1.5, Silver Lake 2, Hiawatha nothing, back in 1 minute on 103.9 KMZA.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply. From the little tiny yard to the great big farmyard, we've got the mower that you need today. Come on in, check out our awesome line of Aarons and Gravely lawnmowers. From a 34-inch zero turn all the way up to a 72-inch zero turn, we've got just what you're looking for every shape, size of lawn. So come see us at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska. We'll keep you cutting.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
McKenna Harris hits the first pitch from Ashley Williams right back to Williams. The pitcher throws the first. 1-3 goes to play. One down. Here's Audrey Kirk for Silver Lake, the second baseman for the Eagles. Takes a pitch high, ball one. Winner of this game goes to the state tournament. We'll play on Monday on Memorial Day in the 3A state quarterfinals at either Salina, Topeka, Baldwin City, or Emporia. The 1-0 is low, bounces into the catcher's arms. 2-0 the count. Baseball, there'll be three sites on Monday, Emporia, Salina, and Overland Park. The 2-0. Call strike, 2-1. Laura Lertz in left, Brennan Boy in center, Chloe Meyer in right, Kimley Nelson at first, Alexis Willick at second, Michaela Williams at shortstop, Elaine Gormley at third, Kenzie Nelson behind the plate for the Hiawatha Red Hawk D. The 2-1 is hit well to left field and going over the left fielder in foul territory and able to make the catch is Lertz. We can't see the ball. We're blocked by the dugout, and the player standing up against the dugout fence here. We can't see foul territory down the left field line, so we have to go off the reaction and then see for the umpire to signal if it's out or not. As Corton takes a strike, Mariah Corton had a very good game earlier today against Perry LeCompton. She had a single, two singles, an RBI, a run scored, stole a base, also reached on an error. The 0-1. Popped up, left side, and it's a quick 1-2-3. Oh, no, it's not. Third baseman dropped it. Well, there's backspin, and the third baseman, I spoke a little too soon, Gormley dropped it. And now the top of the lineup. Look, Corton can't be retired today. She's reached on an error, two base hits, now reaches on another error, and that should have been a fairly easy play. There was some backspin to it, don't get me wrong. So the drop pop-up at third, and that's the first error of the game for Hiawatha. 1-0 the count on Kaylin Haney. The great thing here is the top of the order Redhawks have to face. After they thought they had a 1-2-3 inning, bumped by Kaylin Haney as foul. Harris, on the first pitch, was out to the pitcher on a ground ball. Kirk out pretty quickly on the fly ball to left. Gorton should have been out on a pop-up to third. Would have been a quick 1-2-3 inning. As Williams, that ball came out and it landed about 6 feet in front of the rubber. She's laughing right now. That one slipped out of her hand. That was a rolling stone if I've ever seen one. Here's a 2-1. A bunt popped up and foul towards third base from Haney. When we talk about baseball and softball being mental, this is a situation where Gormley, he's made some really good plays over at third. She has to absolutely wipe out that last play that she didn't make because the softball could easily find her again in a moment, and she'll have to make another play. Don't let one mistake turn into two. That's what we tell our kids when we coach them. You have to have a short-term memory. The 2-2. Haney slaps it to short. Got to hurry, and Mikayla Williams has no play. I tell you, if Kayla Haney just puts the ball on the ground, unless it's right back at the pitcher, odds are she's going to reach. Infield single. If Silver Lake scores any runs this inning, they'd all be unearned. Williams thought she might have had a 1-2-3 inning. Didn't happen, so now she has to buckle down, faces Taylor Liggett. Taylor, a sophomore, struck out looking first time up. Kayla Haney is over at first. Corton is at second. Liggett, the left-handed batter. The 1-0. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Coming around to score is Corton. And rounding second, going to third, is Kayla Haney. An RBI single for Taylor Liggett. And so the air comes back to hurt Hiawatha. Courtney reached on the drop pop-up, ends up coming around the score. Now Haney's at third, Liggett's at first, and here's Savannah Windy. And Liggett could very well steal second here. There she goes. No, she doesn't. She bluffed. Pitch misses for a ball. Silver Lake with a 3-0 lead. Three runs on four hits. They led 3-0 after two earlier today against Perry LeCount. They went on to win 6-0. This hit well, high fastball, and over the center fielder's head. Windy rounding first. Haney scores. Coming around third and in to score the second run on the triple by Windy as Liggett crosses the plate. Windy with three RBIs in this game. A 2-run triple, and Silver Lake's up 5-0. Five nothing Silver Lake. They have three in the inning, and it all started. It looked like a 1-2-3 inning, and the air opened up the floodgates. And that was a scary part. You can almost kind of see that coming. When Corton, the number nine hitter, reached on the air, it wasn't the end of the world that there was an error for the nine hitter, but it meant you go to the top of the order, which is very potent for Silver Lake, and the Eagles are making Hiawatha pay. So Windy with a single and RBI in the first, 2-run triple here in the second. In the conference on the mound with Coach Nelson and her starting pitcher Addison Williams, just have to refocus here. 5-0 Silver Lake. And these runs are all unearned. So here is Taylor Swigert, who struck out looking in the first. Swigert with three hits earlier today in that win over Perry LeCompton, so she's been swinging a hot bat. Windy at third, and there is a drive to center field, but two outs, and it's caught by Boy, so no opportunity for the sack fly since there's two outs. Swigert hit it hard, but right at the center fielder. But Silver Lake takes advantage of the air. They score three runs on a couple of hits. The air and one man left, or one woman left on base, I should say. At the end of two, it's 5-0 Silver Lake on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Five to nothing, Silver Lake with a lead, two in the first, three in the second. So Hiawatha will try to mount a comeback as top of the order, Michaela Williams and Addison Williams, and then Kinsey Nelson. Michaela and Addison sisters, and then Kinsey is a cousin to the Williams. Pitch is low from Riley Moeller. That one barely missed. Two balls and no strikes to Michaela Williams, who popped up to the pitcher in foul territory, Moeller, in the first frame. 2-0, misses high. The Moeller did not walk a batter in the first game. She has walked two so far in two innings in the second game, although the zone is a little bit tighter, the strike zone, than the previous umpire the Eagles had. 3-0, called strike as Williams is taking all the way. Hiawatha, what a year they had. Girls and boys basketball made it to the sub-state championship games. 3-1, call strike, 3-2. So Moeller's come back from 3-0 to 3-2. Hiawatha, 16-12 this year. Last year, 8-16. So a big step forward under Coach Nelson. 3-2. Foul back. Well, we've seen this act before, haven't we? Gormley and Leertz worked full counts and drew walks against Moeller. Fouled off some pitches, stayed alive, earned a free pass. And now Michaela Williams doing the same. We'll do the 3-2 pitch all over again. Top of the third. And the pitch is low. So Michaela Williams walks. Moeller has walked three of the last four batters. You wonder how far Silver Lake will go. Coach Hamilton will go with Moeller as his pitcher. Five nothing Silver Lake. Runner at first. And it's a bunt by Addison Williams. Moeller's got to hurry. Throws and gets her. As Addison Williams then bumps into Hyman. And falls down after she crossed the base, but the out had already been recorded. So the sacrifice bunt moves Williams, Michaela Williams, to second. Addison Williams out on that bunt. 1-3 goes to play. Addison, I think, was trying to bunt for a base hit and almost was able to accomplish that. Here's Kinsey Nelson, who struck out swinging in the first. Moeller's only strikeout victim thus far. Here's a strike. Appreciate studio engineer Bobby Inneking back in Hiawatha, man in the studio. The pitch is hit hard but foul over to the left field side. change of speed thrown there by Moeller. Way out in front was Kenzie Nelson. Runner at second. That is Michaela Williams. Reached on a walk. Ground ball to third. Harris has it. Looks to runner back. Goes to first. Hyman stretches and gets her. Now goes back to third. And Williams is too fast. Gets there on that throw from the third baseman to first. Alert base running by Williams. Two down, and here's Brennan Boy with a runner at third. Brennan reached on an error by the shortstop in the second. Both teams have an error. No hits yet for Hiawatha. They do have three walks. Silver Lake has five hits through two innings. Fly ball, right field. Peyton May has a beat on it and makes the catch in right field to retire the side. So Hiawatha, no runs. No hits, there was a walk, and one man left on base. At the end of 2.5, 5-0, Silver Lake, here on 103.9 KNZA.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score, it's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those special that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wayne Kirshner back with you at Silver Lake, host of this 3A Girls Softball Regional. Hiawatha Silver Lake in the championship. Silver Lake with a 5-0 advantage to the bottom of the third. Paige Hyman to lead off. Paige a single and an RBI in the first. And Williams, this pitch well short of home plate. Ball one. Paige going to play volleyball at Highland Community College next year. Key member of the state championship volleyball team and state championship girls basketball team this year. And certainly an important member of this softball team that would love to avenge a state championship loss to Frontenac a year ago. The girls basketball team was able to get back to the championship for the third straight year and had bounced back after losing the state title a year ago. And they'd like to get the state championship for the third straight year in softball, except this time win after two straight title losses. Is off speed and Hyman way out in front. Two balls and one strike. The 2-0. Actually, it's 2-1. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Paige Hyman, the first baseman for Silver Lake. And she skies this to medium-depth center field. And underneath it, making the catch is Brennan Boy for the first out. Here's Riley Moeller grounded out to the third baseman, Gormley, in the first. Riley, a complete game shutout on the mound in the win over Perry Lee Compton, and so far she has thrown three shutout innings against Hiawatha. This one gets away from Williams and over the head of the catcher, Nelson. Ball one. Nemaw Central knocked off the one seed up at the Riverside Regional, 5-3 in 9 innings. This is ripped to center field, a solid base hit by Riley Moeller. A one-out single for the Silver Lake pitcher. Sixth hit of the game for the Eagles. Nemaw Central playing Jeff West in the softball regional championship at Riverside as we speak on 93.7 Care Country. One out, runner at first. Eagles looking for more. Moeller does not go. And the pitch taken for a ball by McKenna Harris, who grounded out to pitcher Williams in the first. Nova Lake only four losses this year. The Holton early in the year on the road, 12-10. Swinging a foul back on a fastball. Lost to Rossville 12-10. Split a twin bill with the Bulldogs, their rival. The War on 24. Rossville finished second in the Big East League at 17-3. Silver Lake won the league title 18-2. And Silver Lake lost the doubleheader, swept by Wamego on the road, 5-0 and 9-5. Fouled back again by Harris. Silver Lake has not lost a game at home. They are undefeated at home, all their losses coming on the road. They've won five in a row since that doubleheader sweep late April to Wamego. Fly ball could be trouble, and it's off the second baseman's glove. Right fielder chases it down, ends up being a double for McKenna Harris. Yeah, that's a tough break. Right fielder was coming in, and I think she might have been able to make the play. That was Chloe Meyer, but the second baseman trying to go after as well. Great effort by both players. Alexis Willick laid out and nearly caught it off her glove. So ends up being a double for Harris. And Moeller is up the third, and here's Audrey Kirk, who flew out to the left fielder, Leertz, in the second. So one out, runners at second and third, 5-0 Silver Lake. Eagles looking for more. Bottom of the third. This is ripped in the left center for a base hit. Grounding third, they send the runner home. Harris at the plate, and she did not touch the plate. She better touch the plate. She needs to touch it. Now she does. She completely missed the base. No, she didn't. Harris said she did. She did not. She missed it. And in the last game, I think it might have been her that barely got the corner of the plate. But she didn't. She was completely stepped over the plate. Everybody, the fans saw for Silver Lake saying, touch the plate. And she did. So the double by Kirk, that drives in two. And Silver Lake now up 7-0. And Hiawatha, it appears, will make a pitching change as Moeller scores. She reached on a one-out single. Harris had a double. Runners at second and third. Kirk comes through with an RBI double, scoring two runs. So it looks like we'll have a pitching change. We'll take a timeout. 7-0 Silver Lake, back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukerts, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake with a 7-0 lead as Mariah Corton steps up to the plate. She reached on that two-out error and scored in the second. Silver Lake, two in the first, three in the second, two in the third so far. Seven runs, and they have eight hits. Runner at second. That is Kirk, who had the two-run double to chase the starting pitcher, Addison Williams. Swing and a miss by Corton. So Williams ends up going two and a third. He allows the eight hits. He's given up seven runs so far. The runner at second, her responsibility. Boy inherits the runner. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Down on three pitches is Corton. So two outs. Roy comes in and strikes out the first batter she faces. And here's Kaylin Haney back to the top of the order for Silver Lake. Run rules 15 after 3, 10 after 5. 7-0 right now. Galen takes a pitch outside for a ball. Williams struck out a couple, did not walk anyone. He goes to center field. Boy goes from center to pitcher. Galen Haney takes that pitch for a strike, 1-1. Haney 2-for-2 with two infield singles and a stolen base. He was 3-for-4 in the semis today. We're in the regional championship. Galen fouls it off at the plate. Count 1-2 with two outs. Runner will be going off on contact. Dever Lake shut out Holton yesterday 6-0. Shut out Perry LeCompton today 6-0. And they're up 7-0. There goes the runner. Catcher dropped the ball, but really didn't have a play anyway. Good jump. And Kirk steals third. So that means that so far in this regional tournament, Dever Lake pitching through 17 innings has not given up a run. The 2-2 is slapped past Nick Hamilton, the head coach, in the third base box. So it's hard to lose when you don't give up a run. And yesterday, Holton was shut out, Perry LeCompton shut out, and Hiawatha through three innings. They have been shut out. Hiawatha with the bases loaded in the second. A 2-2. Haney takes for a ball, and the count is full. So Addison Williams now in center. Chloe Meyer in right, Laura Leertz in left. Runner at third is Kirk. Two down. The pitch to Kalen Haney. His pop foul over the Silver Lake dugout to our left. 190 down the lines, 210 to straightaway center. Fence is probably, 8 feet high all the way around. Have the state championships on the baseball cutouts on the outfield fence. The 13 state titles for Silver Lake. 3-2 pitch with two out. Runner goes. Haney up the middle. Base hit. Another hit for Kalen Haney. Drives in Kirk. And the Eagles lead 8-0. RBI single for Kalen Haney. The 8-0 Eagles. That means Williams ends up giving up all 8 runs so far. Taylor Liggett fouling that one off. Liggett struck out looking in the first. Single drove in a run and scored in the 3-run second. 8-0. Silver Lake. Pitch is low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Two outs. This one skied behind home plate and behind the bleachers. One and two the count on the left-handed batter, Sailor Liggett, the shortstop for Silver Lake. Swing and a miss, and Liggett strikes out to end the inning. But Silver Lake with 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. There was one left on base at the end of 3. Eagles 8, Red Hawks nothing. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Muller back on the mound for the fourth inning of work here in her second game pitch today. She had a complete game shutout earlier, but she has thrown 10 innings today and has not allowed a run. She hasn't allowed a hit in this game yet. She has walked three after walking no one, but gave up 7 hits in the 6-0 win over Fairleigh Compton. Changing out softballs here. Hiawatha, the bases loaded in the second, did not score. No hits. As we said, there have been 3 walks. There has been a Silver Lake error. The Lake, meanwhile, has 9 hits and 8 runs. 8-0 Eagles. Strike, 1-1. Kaylin Haney, 3-for-3. 3 singles, 2 runs scored, an RBI. Savannah Windy has 3 RBIs, a single, and a 2-run triple. Ground ball, and underneath the glove of Liggett, base hit. Rounding first, taking a wide turn, is Kenley Nelson. And that is the first hit of the ball game for Hiawatha. Winner of this game goes to the 3A state tournament. First round game will be played on Monday on Memorial Day at one of 4 sites, either Salina, Topeka, Baldwin City, or Emporia. The Lake will more than likely be one of the higher seeds. Here's a strike. Thus, they'll try to put the higher seeds as close as possible to their home base. So, Emporia would make sense. The 0-1 fouled back, and it caught the umpire, and he says he's okay. That's why he has the gear on. And he has an old mask, and he says, I wear an old mask. But the coaches come down, the umpires come down. They always do this. This is standard when an umpire gets hit by a ball, or same thing with a catcher. They take a bat or a ball off of a shoulder. They buy a little bit of time, make sure everything's okay. Got some experienced umpires here for softball, and they've all done a nice job. They're really, really nice guys. Talked to them before the game. So, 0-2 the count on Alexis Willick, who reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Silver Lake 24-4, Hiawatha 16-12 on the year. This one popped up behind us, and an error on the fan top of the bleachers. It was right in his hands, hit both his hands, and he dropped it. Don't feel bad. I've been there. 0-2 pitch. Just missed, 1-2. Kenley Nelson over first, he reached on a single. They were like 8, Hiawatha nothing, top of the fourth. That one missed. 2-2. On deck is Alin Gormley. Ground ball. McKenna Harris has it. Off her glove. She recovers and throws to get Willick. Well, Harris didn't field it cleanly, but she stuck with it. That's where you have to have that quick transfer and a pretty good arm, especially at third and short. Second, you have more time if you knock it down. So, one out. Moving to second. On the throw to first is Kenley Nelson. So, she's in scoring position for Gormley, who walked in the second. He had a really good at bat against Muller. Fouled off about 3 or 4 pitches. Worked a walk on a full count. Pitches low, ball one. Tigers done a solid job behind the plate. She is a senior. Kenna Harris, Paige Hyman, Zweigert, Audrey Kirk, and Kayla Haney, the 5 seniors on this softball team for Silver Lake. Line drive, Knocked down by the second baseman, Kirk, who flips the first in time. So Harris and Kirk didn't field it cleanly, but they stuck with it and still able to get the batter out at first. 4-3 goes to play. Nelson advances to third. But Sutterling more than happy to give up a base to get an out when they lead 8-0. In fact, they would give up a run for an out if they needed to, but they don't need to here. There are two outs. And here's Laura Liritz, who walked her first time up. Open stance, right-handed batter, number 4. Swing and a miss. Hiawatha just a one hit, and that was Nelson's leadoff single here in the fourth. The 0-1. Bunt. Should be a foul ball. It is. It was bunted, but then bounced and hit the batter who was running the first. That means it's dead. 0-2 the count on Laura Liritz, the starting left fielder, the number 8 hitter for Hiawatha. The 0-2 delivery is low, ball one. One and two the count, still in favor of the pitcher with two down. Top of the fourth inning, Silver Lake 8, Hiawatha nothing in the regional championship. Fly ball right field, but coming over, actually the second baseman makes the play in shallow right. Andre Kirk once again with fantastic range. Liertz ends up popping up to the second baseman for the third out of the inning. So the leadoff single is wasted. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on base. To the bottom of the fourth, 8-0 Silver Lake here on 103.9 KMZA.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Falls City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group protecting one neighbor at a time.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. First pitch misses to Savannah Windy's. Had a pretty good championship game at the plate. Drove in a run with a single and scored in the first. A two-run triple in the second. Three RBI. Here's a called strike, 1-1. Silver Lake with 16 players on their roster. 5 seniors, 4 sophomores, 4 juniors, and 3 freshmen. Left-handed batter Windy. 1-1. Misses 2-1. Galen Haney, Taylor Liggett, Savannah Windy. The number 1, 2, and 3 hitters are Silver Lake, all bat left-handed. 2-1. Swing and a miss, pulling a string is Boy, 2-2. Boy went the distance, complete game, gave up just one run against Riley County today in the regional semis. Addison Williams got the start in the championship. Boy in relief of Williams. 8-0 Silver Lake as Windy pops it up into the screen to our left. Still 2-2. Here's the pitch. Windy hits at the center. Addison Williams has a beat on it. Makes the catch. First time Windy has been retired. One down, and here is Swigert, the catcher. Taylor struck out looking in the first, flew out to center in the second. That was when Boy was playing center. Boy and Williams just switched spots. Boy went from center to pitcher. Addison Williams went from pitcher to center. Called strike to Swigert. Swigert, the Eagles starting catcher. She had three hits earlier today in the semis, and she launches this to center, but ranging over is Williams and makes the snag. Nice play by Addison Williams. And Swigert is allowed out to center. Here's Paige Hyman. Single drove in a run in the first, flew out to center in the third. One for two. So two down. Silver Lake could score two runs here and then hold Hiawatha to none in the top of the fifth. You would have a 10-run rule win after four and a half. But not looking too likely right now with two down. Paige Hyman, right-handed batter with power. Fastball high, 1-1. Woodward has one out, but there are two. 1-1 pitch. Hyman lays off. 2-1. It is low. Three balls and a strike. Paige Hyman certainly capable of launching one over the fence. Could get a good pitch here. The 3-1. Is high. So Hyman didn't bite on the high fastballs and he walks. So here's Riley Moeller, the starting pitcher, grounded out the third in the first, singled and scored in the 3-run third. Eagles with two in the first, three in the second, three in the third. They were like 24-4 on the year, won the Big East League title, 18-2. Moeller takes the pitch outside for ball one. Hiawatha, meanwhile, they went 10-10 in the league. Good for fifth, 15-12 overall, now 16-12 with the win earlier today over Riley County. 2-0 the count on Riley Moeller. He wiggles the bat. She's ready for the 2-0, and it went way inside and low, 3-0. McKenna Harris is on deck. Overcast skies now, sun setting to the west, or starting to. That pitch is low as well. Ball four, wind blowing in. The Moeller walks. And Coach Nelson wants to come out and talk to her infield and her pitcher. The boy back-to-back walks after retiring the first two batters on fly balls to center. Allie Burgos is going to run for Moeller, the catcher and the pitcher. In this case, the pitcher, Moeller. They get a courtesy runner if they want, and Allie Burgos, the freshman, comes in to run for Moeller. So McKenna Harris grounded out to the pitcher in the second, doubled and scored in the third. The boy stays on as the pitcher. Umpire goes over to talk things over with head coach of the Redhawks, Terry Nelson. And now we are ready for softball. Two down. Bottom of the fourth. Called strike to Harris. Runners at first and second. On deck is Audrey Kirk, who had a two-run double her last time up. Silver Lake been doing damage throughout their lineup. Was popped up. First baseman Nelson makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Silver Lake, no runs. There are a couple of walks, no hits, no errors. They leave two on base. At the end of four, 8-0 Silver Lake in the 3A regional softball title game here from Eagle Country. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KMZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important.
crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Clary Meyer to lead off for Hiawatha in the Red Hawk top of the fifth. Ground ball to third. Harris has it. And a laser to first for the first out on the first pitch. 5-3 goes the play if you're scoring at home. Here is Michaela Williams, the shortstop for the Redhawks, who popped up to the pitcher in the first, walked, and was stranded at third in the third. 18 straight scoreless innings put up by Silver Lake pitching and defense. Fly ball right field, and it drops for a base hit. In the right center, and Williams put it in a perfect spot. It's the second hit of the game for Hiawatha's offense. Kenley Nelson had a single last inning, and now Michaela Williams with a one-out single. And here's Addison Williams, who flew out to center in the first, sacrifice bunt in the third. Pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. Emaw Central knocked off Riverside up at the Riverside Regional. 5-3 in 9 innings today. Jeff West won the earlier semifinal 2-1. So Jeff West, Emaw Central in that 3A softball regional championship tonight on our sister station, CARE, 93.7. I've not got an update on that game. Two-oh pitch, right? 2-1. Pitch from Moeller on the 2-1. Popped up towards us, and literally I could have reached out and tried to touch that, but I'm not going to. I don't want to hurt myself. I'm old. Don't need a radio injury. That would be embarrassing. You talk about being right up in the action. It was like I was there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out after that foul ball. Pop up. Moeller says, I got it. And she drops it. But all she got to do is throw the second. And she does. So there's no error there. Ends up being a fielder's choice. No infield fly on that situation.
Brings up number 9, Kinsey
Wilson. So ends up being a fielder's choice for the first out. So that brings up to the plate Kinsey Nelson, who's 0-2 so far today in the title game. Called strike. So we're at the top of the fifth. It is 8-0 Silver Lake. Now throw to first, and back in time standing up is Addison Williams. Good try there by Swigert. Silver Lake would hold down Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. They would just need 2 to end it in the bottom of the fifth by run rule. 15 after 3, 10 after 5. The 1-1. a little bit low. 2-1. Silver Lake softball team trying to join the Silver Lake baseball team at state for the second straight year. Of course, Topeka hosted the state tournament last year for softball. Manhattan, K-State University hosted baseball. It was divide and conquer for Silver Lake fans. Fly ball left field. Wendy has it measured. Makes the play for the third out of the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on base. At the end of 4.5, Silver Lake 8, Hiawatha nothing. 103.9 KNZN, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake needs 2 runs to win by run rule and punch their ticket to the 2026 3A State Softball Tournament. Quarterfinals will be held on Memorial Day on Monday for both baseball and softball. For classes 4, 3, 2, 1A, 6A and 5A schools don't have to play on Memorial Day. They'll play their quarterfinals in baseball, softball, 5A, 6A on Tuesday the 26th. Softball, the 4 sites, Salina, Topeka, Baldwin City, and Emporia. So, Audrey Kirk to lead off, the number 8 hitter, then Mariah Corton, and then back to the top of the order, Kaylin Haney and Sailor Liggett. Silver Lake, 2 runs, 3 hits in the first, 3 runs on 2 hits in the second, 3 runs, 4 hits in the third. They have 8 runs, 9 hits for the game.
Number 23,
and we have a new pitcher, Alexis Willick, is the new pitcher now. Brennan Boy went an inning and 2/3 of relief, gave up a hit, no runs, a couple of walks, and a couple of strikeouts. So the third pitcher for Hiawatha, Addison Williams, got the start, went the first 2 1/3. Called strikes to the right-handed batter, Kirk, 1-1. Silver Lake baseball team going to state after winning last night against Sabetha in the semis and Sabetha, knocking off the top seed, and then beat Riverside in extra innings, an 8 innings, 7-2. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. And the throw to first by Willick. Kirk is out. 1-3. Here is Mariah Corton. Jeff West, baseball team, winning yesterday 7-1 over Hiawatha and then 18-0. Game decided after the 15-run rule in the bottom of the fourth on Brady Scahan's grand slam walk-off. It was 14-0 at 18-0. Ground ball to short. Bobbled. Williams, does she get it there in time? She does. Nice job, Kayla Williams. And Corton's retired 6-3. And now Kayla, top of the order for Silver Lake with 2 down in the bottom of the fifth for the Eagles. Jeff West won that game 18-0. The Jeff West baseball team 24-2. More than likely to be a number one seed, just like they were a year ago at the state tournament in Class 3A. Kayla Haney takes the first pitch for a ball. She's 3-for-3. 3 singles, 2 runs, scored a stolen base, and RBI. She takes this one low, ball 2. Haney was 3-for-4 in the semifinal win over Parrish. He's 3-for-3 so in the championship, so 6-for-7 today. That's pretty doggone good. Is there anything she doesn't do? All three. Gray golfer, state medalist, 3A girls basketball player of the year. There's a called strike. One of the top scorers, one of the top rebounders, top assist leader of all time at Silver Lake in girls basketball. The 3-1. He bunts it and it rolls just foul, trickle foul down the third baseline. Cal full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Her sister Kylie, and a courtesy runner tonight, she was on that basketball team, and then she was a big part of the volleyball team that won a state title under head coach Sarah Johnson, Coach Porter, Kyle Porter, head coach for the baseball team, or basketball team, I should say. Haley Haney, did she beat it? She did. Slow grounder, she pulled towards first, and the first baseman trying to get there in time, and could not. Actually, that was the second baseman came over to cover, I think, wasn't it? But now Coach Nelson wants to come over and talk to the umpire, as Haney just did beat it, according to the umpire. And now the umpires will have a conversation. Coach Nelson wanted a clarification on the play. As it stands now, it would be another infield single for Haney. I talked about it earlier. If she just puts the ball on the ground, doesn't hit it in the air, unless she hits it back to the pitcher on the ground, she's going to be safe almost every time. Maybe second base if she hits a scorcher. If it's a roller, she's going to beat it out. That's 4-for-4 for Kaylin Haney. And now this one is squibbed in front of the plate by Liggett. The play is made by Alexis Willick, jumping off the mound and throwing out Liggett. So at the end of 5, it's 8-0 Silver Lake. Back with a 6th inning in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Moeller has been the workhorse on the mound today. She's thrown every single inning for Silver Lake. A complete game shutout earlier today over Perry LeCompton. And so far, she has put up 5 goose eggs on the board against Hiawatha. She needs 3 more out. She needs 6 more outs, maybe 3, depending on what Silver Lake would do offensively in the bottom of the 6th. 8-0 Silver Lake at the top of the 6th. Pitch misses for a ball. 2-0 to Brennan Boy, who started out in center field and went the pitcher. Now no longer the pitcher. The 2-0, call strike, 2-1. Just 2 hits for Hiawatha, a single in the 4th, a single in the 5th. They had stranded 5. Their best chance to score was back in the 2nd. When there was an error and 2 walks. They had the bases loaded with 2 outs. But could not score. 3-1 to count on Boy. Muller brings it home. This is fouled back. Pretty good cut by Boy. Boy, just a sophomore. Boy. four seniors on the roster for Hiawatha. 3-2 payoff is high, ball four. Fourth walk for Moeller. Fourth walk, but the first since the third for Moeller. So that brings up Kinley Nelson, who has one of the two Hiawatha hits. Fouls it off. Zero Lake yet to give up a run in this regional tournament. Shut out Holton 6-0 yesterday. Blanked Perry LeCompton 6-0. Ground ball foul. Pretty good location there by Moeller. Kept it low. And now in the championship game, Silver Lake leading 8-0. I went to the count on the Hiawatha first baseman, Kinley Nelson, her mom, the head coach. And then she has her sisters on the team as well. There's Kylie and Kinsey and Kinley. The other two. Called strike three. Great pitch inside corner. That was a Picasso by Moeller. Caught looking is Kinley Nelson. That's just the second strikeout of the game for Moeller. She only struck out two earlier in the semis as well, but didn't walk a batter. Has four walks in this game. 3A regional championships. Silver Lake closing in on another state tournament appearance. Pop up to the right side. Second baseman lets it go, gets under her glove, and ends up being a hit. Kind of a squirrely hit by Alexis Willick, but it drops. Runners at first and second. Third hit of the game for the Red Hawks. That one was not hit particularly well, but I kind of went back to the bag a little bit earlier than I anticipated, and the second base had to really come over to try to make that play. I thought for a moment Hyman was going to try to make the catch. An umpire calls for time. The Gormley steps in. She walked in the second. Grounded out to second base in the fourth. Burns the first and second one out. This one fouled back by Gormley. Have not received an update on that regional championship game for... Actually, I haven't received a single update on that one yet. Pop up right side, and it just goes foul behind first base. Yeah, we have not received an update on Nemaw Central in their championship game against Jeff West up in Riverside. Nemaw Central knocked off the one-seed Riverside in 9 innings today, 5-3. Jeff West beat Oskaloosa in the early semifinal, 2-1. All Big East League championship there and here. Pitch is low, 1-2 the count. On the Hiawatha Redhawk third baseman, Olin Gormley. The 1-2 pitch. Inside a ball. Gets away from the catcher. They throw down the third, but the runners advance. The runners at third and second. One out. 8-0 Silver Lake. Top of the sixth. Gormley and Hiawatha trying to mount a comeback. Two, two. Strike three. Right down the pipe. Gormley strikes out looking. So Moeller only had one strikeout through the first five innings. She is now struck out two in the sixth. Here's Laura Leertz, who walked in the second, popped up to the second baseman Kirk in the fourth. Two outs, runners first and second for Hiawatha. Trying to avoid being shut out. I said first and second. Actually, runners are second and third now. Pitches a ball. Chloe Meyer, the number nine hitter on deck. So a breeze blowing in towards home plate. ground ball. That is foul. It was just foul. Just foul. Harris was ready for it, though. Threw it over to first. It was in time, but the ball did go foul. One ball, one strike. Leach shows the bunt, pitches low, 2-1. Hiawatha knocked off Marysville yesterday, 11-2. Defeated Riley County earlier today, 5-1. A great pitching performance by Brennan Boyd. Went the distance, gave up one run. 2-1 is low, and it gets through the legs of Swigert. And coming in to score, not sliding, standing up, and that ball gets away, and Hiawatha scores two. Boy scores on the pitch that got through the legs of the catcher, Swigert, and then Willick is able to score as well after the throw got by the pitcher, Moeller, covering, and went all the way back to the mound. So those are the first runs that Silver Lake has given up in this regional tournament. Not the end of the world if you're a Silver Lake fan. You're still up 8-2. Hiawatha, you're saying, all right, a little bit of life here. The 3-1 pitch is a ball. So Leertz walks. That's the fifth free pass issued by Moeller in the second of this inning. The 8-2 Silver Lake. Here's Chloe Meyer. Moeller trying to strike out the side. Swing and a miss. A huge rip there by Meyer, but could not connect. The 0-1. Strike. Beautiful pitch. 0-2. Rich Cobb calling out the number formula, the 0-2. Ooh, just missed outside. 1-2. Chloe Meyer, better not watch that pitch again. One ball, two strikes, two outs, 8-2 Silver Lake. Runner at first is Leertz. Ground ball, Moeller has it. Over to first. Moeller gets the job done. And Silver Lake's lead trimmed to 6, but still the Eagles could feel pretty comfortable. 8-2 as they go to the bottom of the 6th in this regional championship game from Silver Lake. Back in a moment on 103.9 KNZA.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520. Looking for a hands-on agriculture-focused job close to home? Ag Partners Cooperative is hiring for multiple operations-focused positions across our Northeast Kansas locations. You'll work with a great team, support the community you live in, and enjoy unbeatable benefits like great health insurance, strong retirement options, reliable and flexible hours, paid time off, and more. You will have more than just a job, but a place to build a future. Apply today at agpartnerscoop.com/careers. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the 6th inning, Silver Lake leading 8-2. If they score 4, the game would be over due to the run rule, 10-5. Hiawatha with a couple of runs to make that more difficult. Hiawatha will have just one more crack at it. As long as they can hold the Eagles to 3 or less in the bottom of the 6th. So here's Savannah Wendy's had a pretty good day at the plate. Single, a run scored, RBI in the first, 2-run triple scored Actually didn't score, but a two-run triple in the second. Well, Nemaw Central, Jeff West up at Riverside. Nemaw Central went nine innings to win earlier today over Riverside. Now they're in the top of the sixth. Nemaw Central, Jeff West, 2-2 tie. Calls strike. Frankfurt knocked off JCN in boys play in baseball. Wes Anderson with a walk-off grand slam to end the game on a run rule. I had a walk-off grand slam to call due to run rule with Jeff West last night with Brady Scahan against Mar Hill Mount Academy as that pitch misses 3-1. Alexis Willick, her second inning of work, the third pitcher for Hiawatha in this title game. Wendy, a left-handed batter, and the pitch misses high. Wendy's aboard with a lead-off walk. Third walk issued by Hiawatha pitchers. And now the umpires huddling up once again. I have no idea what this is about. Your guess is as good as mine. The Swigert, 0-3 after three hits earlier in the semis against Riley, or against Perry, I should say. Swigert struck out looking in the first, flew out to center in the second, and hit the ball hard, but to center field in the fourth. And now we're having umpires are talking to Alexis Willick and also to Coach Nelson who came out. Willick has a kind of funky delivery. And I think they may have been saying that you got to make sure the ball is in your glove before releasing it. Let's see. Got touched the glove. Ground ball, short. Williams makes the play, but throws low and unable to be scooped by Nelson. So Swigert reaches. Runners at first and second. And Kylie Haney, the junior, will run. For Swigert. The Kylie Haney, the courtesy runner for Swigert. We saw Allie Burgos, the courtesy runner for the pitcher Moeller. You can run for the pitcher and the catcher. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Here's Paige Hyman. Upstairs, ball one. The 1-0. Oh, Hyman. A little bit late on that one, and a good try by Kenley Nelson over at first. Almost came up with a great catch in foul territory. The Lyrics is the second baseman now, by the way. Here's the pitch to Hyman. Strike. 1-2. That one looked a little high. Yeah, one ball, two strikes. Hyman takes that one a bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. Along with studio engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Kirshner with you from Silver Lake. Third of a tripleheader today. 3A girls regional softball. Willick, one hops it to the plate. Count full, 3-2. On deck is Riley Moeller. Well, we had a walk-off grand slam yesterday in the Jeff West game to make it a run rule. 3-2 is high, ball four. And Seth Tolleson just texted me and said that Frankfurt, their baseball team, won on a walk-off grand slam to end the game on a run rule. And now, Riley Moeller, Alec Burgos is going to enter for Paige Hyman over at first, and Riley Moeller now has a chance with the bases loaded. If she hit it over the fence, grand slam would end the game. So we've had two walk-off grand slams due to run rule in the last 24 hours on the radio. Frankfurt baseball today, Jeff West baseball late last night, and believe it or not, Mueller could do the same thing here. Unlikely, but you never know. Pitch is low for a ball. The bases are full. Windy at third. Kylie Haney at second. Burgos at first. As Mueller fouls it off, 1-1. You're just tuning in. The run rule postseason play, 15 after 3, 10 after 5. We're in the bottom of the sixth. And ripping it through the middle, not a grand slam, but a base hit by Mueller. They send one runner, but they don't send the second because a great throw from center field by Addison Williams. And runner over at third would have been a dead duck at the plate. So Mueller with an RBI single. Windy scores. Kylie Haney is at third. Burgos at second. And Bristol Roth, a freshman, runs for Riley Mueller, the pitcher, courtesy runner. The bases are loaded. 9-2, Silver Lake. So here is Harris. Winning run is at first. Harris chops it in front of the plate. It's going to be a tough play, but they get the force. Don't need to tag there. Bases are loaded. So the pitcher, good job, Willick, gets it to Nelson behind the plate. So a fielder's choice. Means Burgos, or Roth is at second. Burgos is at third. Kylie Haney throwing out the plate on the force out. There's one out. Here's a ground ball past the third baseman. Coming across the score is Burgos. Rounding third, there's a play at the plate. And he got under the... Oh, wow! What a slide by Bristol Roth, the freshman, under the tag. The throw was there, but somehow she navigates, slid underneath the tag, and scores. Holy shnikes, what a play. But Burgos scored, Roth scores, and now that was Corton with the base hit by the, or actually, that was Kirk with the base hit. So three hits in the inning, three runs. Kirk is at second. Runner at third. And there is a called strike. Pitch is low. So Harris is over at third. She reached on a fielder's choice. Kirk is at second with that double. It drives in a couple. And here's Mallory Courtney hitting for her sister Mariah. And a ground ball to the shortstop. Michaela Williams has it, throws the first. They get the runner there to throw back to third. Advancing to second to third, but that ground ball wins the game as Harris comes across the score. And Silver Lake is going to state. Mallory Courtney with the RBI ground out to short scores Harris, and Silver Lake wins by run rule after six innings. 12-2 is your final. Silver Lake improves to 25-4. Hiawatha ends their very successful season at 16-13. We'll go through the totals and wrap it up when we come back after this 2-minute break on 103.9 KNCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Your graduation is a stepping stone, not a destination. And as you chase big dreams and new adventures, remember, never stop learning and never stop growing. The team at F&M Bank wishes the class of 2026 the very best on the road ahead. With online banking, mobile banking, and remote deposit, we'll be with you no matter where life takes you. Keep your hometown connection strong and come bank with us at F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Little Hands Daycare would like to invite you to our annual Grilling Give, hosted by GN Bank. This year, GN Bank has partnered with the Country Cabin in Hiawatha to serve up delicious cheeseburgers and hot dogs. Stop by GN Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, May 22nd. You'll see staff from the Country Cabin, GN Bank, Little Hands Daycare, and even our kiddos helping raise funds for a great cause.
Please come see us Friday.
May 22nd from 11 to 1 at GN Bank, 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha.
Thank you.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, two Big East League softball teams are going to the 3A state tournament. Silver Lake going back for the third consecutive year as they win the regional championship today over Hiawatha 12-2. Game called due to the 10-run rule after six innings, as Silver Lake was able to score four in that bottom of the sixth on three hits to win it 12-2. And Jeff West gets by Nemaw Central 3-2 up at Riverside. So Jeff West and Silver Lake, both their softball and their baseball teams, will be going to state, and all four of those teams will play on Monday, on Memorial Day. The baseball teams will play at either Salina, Emporia, or Overland Park. The softball teams will play at either Salina, Topeka, Baldwin City, or Emporia. That'll be released at some point tomorrow. Might not be till late tomorrow, in case she releases all the brackets and everything after that. So today, Hiawatha ends their season at 16-13. They won their regional semifinal over Riley County 5-1, but they fall in the championship to Silver Lake 12-2. Silver Lake knocked off Fairleigh Compton 6-0, and they win the championship here, as I just mentioned, 12-2, as Riley Moeller threw all 13 innings today for Silver Lake, went complete game shutout over the cause. And the championship game, she gives up just three hits. She did give up the two runs, and that happened in the final inning. So it's her first two runs she gave up. She had gone 12 scoreless today until that sixth inning when Silver Lake was up 8-0. Moeller did not walk out a batter in the first game today. She did walk five in the championship. She ended up striking out three, but just allowed three hits. So she gets the win in both the games today. Addison Williams started, went 2 1/3, gave up eight hits, eight runs, two strikeouts. Brendan Boy went 1 2/3, a hit, two walks, two Ks. Alexis Willich threw the final inning in 2/3 and she gave up four hits, four runs, and had a walk. For Hiawatha, offensively, they got singles from three different players. Single from Michaela Williams, Kinley Nelson with a single, and Alexis Willick with a single, and she scored a run as well as Boy. For Silver Lake, Kaylin Haney went 6-for-7 today at the plate, 3-for-4 in the regional semis, and then she was 4-for-4 in the championship. Four singles, couple runs scored, an RBI, stolen base. Savannah Windy walked, scored twice, drove in three, had a single, and then a two-run triple in the second. And also coming through was Audrey Kirk with two-run doubles and scored a run and had a stolen base. So she had four RBI as well. A couple of singles for Riley Moeller, the pitcher. Silver Lake with two runs in the first, three in the second, led 5-0. Three in the third, led 8-0. Hiawatha two in the top of the sixth, made it 8-2. Silver Lake with four to walk it off in the sixth, 12-2, as Mallory Corton pinch hitting for her sister Mariah, and she hits a ground ball to short with a runner at third and one out. That was good enough to ground out. 6-3 play over the first, but that scored Harris as Silver Lake ends up scoring four in the sixth to win it 12-2. So the Silver Lake Eagle softball team going to state yet again for the third straight year, 25-4 their record, and they await to see where and who they play coming up on Memorial Day in the Class 3A state softball tournament. Big thank you, Bobby Inniking, running the controls back at the studios in Hiawatha. Huge thank to all the sponsors that made it all possible today for a triple header of regional softball coverage. If you have a chance to thank those sponsors, please do so. Can't do it without them. Hope you appreciate all the coverage you provided this week for both regional baseball and regional softball. We have a
looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland. Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Is your truck or trailer ready for the road ahead? Trust Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha for dependable service you can count on. From brakes and alignments to DOT inspections, diagnostics, and major engine repairs, they handle jobs big and small. With over 100 years of combined experience, their skilled team gets you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let downtime cost you money. Call Floyd's Truck Repair at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha today and drive with confidence.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
It's Teen Krav Summer at Hell Martial Arts. Build confidence in your team with our Krav Maga self-defense program. Improve fitness and ability and gain lifelong skills. And anyone can do it. For June and July, all teens are welcome. Only $99 per person. Classes Monday and Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. Sign up with family and share some bonding time. Register today for the Teen Krav Summer at Hell Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.